Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this dreary Cinco de Mayo 2021. Now, we will be checking in with Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, later on this hour, so stay tuned for that. But we're going to continue with our Cinco de Mayo trivia here for about 15 minutes. And if we have some time after we speak with Pat on today, her 94th birthday, we will come back to this after that. And remember, you can enter as many times as you like. And tomorrow, now, don't forget, tomorrow, we will draw a name out, and you will win the prize. Now, we're not telling you what the prize is until tomorrow morning, so you got to listen tomorrow morning. But let's get back to the trivia here. Cinco de Mayo trivia. Where does the world's largest Cinco de Mayo celebration take place? So there you go. Where does the world's largest Cinco de Mayo celebration take place? How about that? Where in the world? 740-383-9944. Who is going to be brilliant here and get this right? Where does the world's largest Cinco de Mayo celebration take place? All right, let's see. Go ahead, caller.
L.A.
You've got it. Los Angeles in 2016. Los Angeles saw over 300,000 people celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Now, what do you think's going to go on this year with the pandemic still hanging over us?
Well, they'll probably still go out to the bars and have some shots.
You think we'll have 300,000 plus?
You know, I don't know what it'd be like out in L.A., but I don't think it'll be too big around here.
I think they still have a lot of curfews out in L.A., so I don't know if it'll be as heavy.
Probably not, but I'm glad you asked that question. I had looked it up earlier in case you asked it.
So you were preparing.
I was prepared.
You knew it might be coming. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan. All right, Ryan. I've got you down.
All right,
thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, Ryan is in Los Angeles. How about that? All right, let's move on to the next question here this morning. Okay, well, is this the next? See, you know, when the pages aren't numbered. Okay, here we go. What was the significance of the Mexican militia's victory over the French in the battle that marked Cinco de Mayo? Okay. That's interesting. And you can put this in your own words. What was the significance? What was the significance of the Mexican militia's victory over the French in the battle that marked Cinco de Mayo? Does anybody know that? Good bar trivia tonight. 740-383-9944. But I don't think people should be going to the bars at this particular point. But whatever will happen tonight. Kind of like St. Patrick's Day. All right, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
One of the few that they won.
Well, you know, probably. But what was the significance of it to them?
Don't know.
Okay, thanks for calling. All right. What was the significance of the Mexican militia's victory? victory over the French in the battle that marked Cinco de Mayo. Does anybody know? All right, go ahead, Colin.
It boosted their morale because it was such a small army defeating a larger one.
While Mexico did not win the war on that day, the small victory gave hope to people across the world that they were fighting. You have got it. I will put you down here, Patricia, for another entry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is exactly right. It gave hope. And sometimes, kind of like in the Revolutionary War, small victories gave us hope. And really, kind of the same thing in the Civil War. All right. When is Mexican Independence Day celebrated? How about that? When is Mexican Independence Day celebrated? Go ahead, caller.
Was it because they were vastly outnumbered, but they still won, defeated the French?
Well, kind of what happened was, yeah, it's similar. It even though this they did not win the war on this day, it was a small victory that gave people hope across the world that a small army could defeat larger armies.
Gotcha.
Kind of a morale thing. If they'd have just gave them 6-year-old cookies, they'd have won every battle in the war.
They could have used them for weapons, possibly.
Well, I have the picture taken. I just don't have it up yet. But I did take a picture.
I can't wait.
I'm working on it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty here. Okay. When is Mexican Independence Day celebrated? 740-383-9944. I think I told you this earlier. So, if you've been listening for a little bit, you probably know. When is Mexican Independence Day celebrated? Go ahead, caller.
When is Mexican Independence
September
Day?
16th.
September 16th. You have got it right. Thank you, Patricia.
You're welcome.
Patricia, cleaning up on these questions this morning. All right. Yes, it is September the 16th. All right, on to our next question. Let's see here. Where are we? What activities mark Cinco de Mayo celebrations in Mexico? Does anybody know that? What activities mark Cinco de Mayo celebrations in Mexico? Now, we know what we do here. But what do they do in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do they do in Mexico to celebrate Cinco de Mayo? 740-383-9944. They celebrate it a little differently there than we do here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Pinata?
No pinatas, but I think we do that here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No pinatas down in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo. What activities mark Cinco de Mayo in Mexico? Does anybody know this? What activities mark Cinco de Mayo in Mexico? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What activities mark Cinco de Mayo in Mexico? Go ahead, caller.
Parades and eating a lot of food and drinking margaritas.
I'll tell you, I don't know about the alcohol, but they do have parades, that's right. Now, they do one other thing. Do you know what the other thing they do is?
Let's see. Did I say parades?
Yeah, they do parades.
Parades and the food and, well, I can't think of anything else besides that.
Okay, keep guessing. There's one other thing that they do.
Okay.
Okay. They do two big things in Mexico on this day. to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. One is parades. What is the other thing that they do? What activities mark Cinco de Mayo in Mexico? Cinco de Mayo celebrations. One is parades. What is the other? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do they do in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo? Two activities that are big there. One's parades. What's the other? Let's see if this caller knows the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Mexican folk dancing?
Not folk dancing. Good guess, though. Not folk dancing. Does anybody know what the other activity is? Parades and what? Go ahead, caller.
Folk dancing.
Not folk dancing. Is that a Google answer? Because two people have guessed that now.
Yeah, that's a Google.
That's a Google, but not the right Google today. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Not the right Google. No folk dancing. What activities mark Cinco de Mayo celebrations in Mexico? Looks like we might have stumped Google this morning. Go ahead, caller.
The Mexican hat dance.
Not the hat dance.
No.
We don't want
to
rain.
They do like Civil War recreation stuff.
Reenactments.
Reenactments. Is that it?
That is it. You got it.
Oh, man. All right.
I know.
How do I win?
Well, you got to listen tomorrow to find out if you win the drawing, and then you find out what the prize is.
Oh, I have no idea what the prize is.
No. I thought we'd do it this way for once. We always tell people what they're going to win. Well, it's like, let's make a deal today. It could be great. It could be awful.
So, I guess the prize, let me let the rabbit out of the hat. It's a date with Pat Carroll, right?
Well, if you can make it out there, I'm sure she'd go out with you. Masks up.
Oh, boy.
94. Well, all right, here we are. Yes, it's reenactments and parades. That's how they do it in Mexico on Cinco de Mayo. Okay. During what decade did Cinco de Mayo become a drinking holiday in the U.S.? Now, this might figure into an earlier answer. Remember, popular in the U.S., and now we're asking about a drinking holiday? Maybe this is the difference in the questions earlier. During what decade did Cinco de Mayo become a drinking holiday in the U.S.? And, you know, for the most part, it has become a drinking holiday, although they do celebrate it at schools now, and things like that, with a little fun, piñatas and things like that. Go ahead, caller.
1980s.
You've got it. In the 80s, the U.S. corporations saw Cinco de Mayo as an opportunity to tap into the rising Latino population. So, boy, those alcohol...
What better way to celebrate than with booze?
That's right. Now, do you think a lot of people will be out drinking tonight?
I don't know, because I think a lot of people, at least around here, probably don't even know what this day is, or they don't even, I don't think it's a big deal. Sorry to say, but I just don't.
You know, I don't know, because I have been surprised at the rise of Cinco de Mayo. You know, we have places like Mi Jalapeno, we have two El Campesinos, we have three Taco Bells, we have a Victor's Tacos, and...
I'm excited about the Del Taco. I've never tried Del Taco.
Del Taco. I think people know more about Cinco de Mayo than we think. And also, since they turned this fourth into the fourth, what is it, May the Fourth Be With You, I think it kind of, and I think they do talk about it at school now. So I think a lot more parents and people are becoming aware of it.
I disagree. I think if you just pluck 10 random strangers off the street, they wouldn't even realize that it was.
Well, the 10 random strangers who listen to this show this morning are going to know all about Cinco de Mayo.
I just can't wait to see what we've won. I bet it's a sombrero.
You know, sombreros, it's funny because the other day there was a sombrero in a store and somebody I was with said, you know, I'm surprised they let them people sell those because of the PC nature of our society. But I don't know what was, I didn't quite understand what was PC about a sombrero.
Well, if you try hard enough, you can make a big deal out of anything, I guess.
I guess. Well, you wait for the prize tomorrow. It'll be big, big stuff. And you could be the winner at this point.
I can hardly wait.
On Seis de Mayo, you'll find out.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, we'll try to get one more question in here before we call Pat Carroll up and wish her a happy birthday. All right, who was the leader of the Mexican militia in the battle that marked Cinco de Mayo? Does anybody know that one? Who? I'm guessing this is going to have to be a Google. Who was the leader of the Mexican militia in the battle that marked Cinco de Mayo? 740-383-9944. Or is our friend Rick from earlier on going to surprise me again and come in with this answer? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Who was the leader of the Mexican militia in the battle that marked Cinco de Mayo? I can see those phones and computers and tablets and mobile devices going right now because there is no way nobody knows this off the top of their head, and then they're probably trying to figure out how do you pronounce this. 740-383-9944. After this, we're going to call Emmy Award-winning actress Pat Carroll, voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid. Wish her a happy 94th birthday. Go ahead, caller.
The Cisco Kid.
Not the Cisco Kid. He probably was there, though. Not the Cisco Kid. Who was the leader of the Mexican militia in the battle that marked Cinco de Mayo? Go ahead, caller.
General Poinsettia.
Poinsettia?
No.
General Poinsettia.
No, it's Zagaza. Something like Zagaza. Zagaza.
I don't know if you pronounce that Zagaza.
General
Ignacio Zaragoza led the ill-equipped Mexicans to victory. Now, you know, we're going to give Pat a call and see if she's awake and wish her a birthday now. But, you know, we might come back to this because, you know, at 94, Pat might not have a whole lot to say.
You never know.
We'll find out here momentarily.
All right.
Stay tuned. All right, now stay with us. We're going to wish Pat Carroll a happy birthday, our tradition here, and then come back with more of this Cinco de Mayo fun right after this break. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Guests you won't want to miss like Clarence B. Jones, advisor, confidant, attorney, and co-author of the I Have a Dream speech to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And I cannot thank you enough for coming on to have this frank discussion, because a lot of people wouldn't have. And you came on short notice. Clarence Jones, a friend of this program, I hope you come back again.
Well, I came on short notice because, God, I admire your journalistic integrity. You ask probing questions. You respect my answers, even though you may not agree with all of them. At least you accord me the professional respect which goes along with your craft. And so your listeners are very fortunate to have a broadcaster of your abilities and your broadcast journalism integrity. So I'm always pleased to be on your program.
Tough but fair is what you always hope they say about a journalist. Tough but fair.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here on the Cinco de Mayo 2021. We're trying to get Pat Carroll on the line here, and as you can guess, turning 94. Big birthday for her, and we are going to try to pick her up here momentarily. So we're going to continue on with our trivia for a few minutes here, about 10 more minutes, and then try to catch her very shortly here. We'll get this all together. Let's go back to our Cinco de Mayo trivia here. Where are we? We just got Zaragoza. All right, let's go back to this. What is the name of the town where the infamous Cinco de Mayo battle took place? Does anybody know that? Now, if you've been listening, you might know this. 740-383-9944. What is the name of the town where the infamous Cinco de Mayo battle took place? 740-383-9944. And I think we've mentioned this a couple times here this morning, but we will now use it as the answer for a trivia question. What's the name of the town where the infamous Cinco de Mayo battle took place? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking you already asked that was that Puebla?
It is Puebla. It was earlier on, it was where is it celebrated most, Mexico, Puebla. But yes, the battle did take place in Puebla. So you have got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was Puebla. So there we are. All right, next question. Now, this is interesting. How many pounds of avocados do Americans consume on Cinco de Mayo? How about that? Now, if you get within a million on this one, I'll give it to you. If you get within a million. So that's a pretty wide berth on this. 740-383-9944. How many pounds of avocados do Americans consume on Cinco de Mayo? 740-383-9944. If you get within a million, I'll give you the answer. How many pounds on just this day? How many pounds of avocados do Americans consume on Cinco de Mayo? Does anybody know? 39 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. How many pounds of avocados do Americans consume? Go ahead, caller.
4 million.
Not 4 million. Good guess, though. Not 4 million. How many pounds of avocados do Americans consume just on this day? Cinco de Mayo. Go ahead, caller.
Six.
Not six. Good guess, though. Not six. How many pounds of avocados do Americans consume on Cinco de Mayo? How many pounds of avocados? Go ahead, caller.
70 million.
Not 70. Good guess, though. Not 70 million. How many pounds of avocados do Americans consume on Cinco de Mayo? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many pounds of avocados do Americans consume on Cinco de Mayo? Just on this one day, today, how many pounds of avocados will Americans consume? Pounds. And if you get within a million, I'll give you the answer. 740-383-9944. How much does an avocado weigh? That's an interesting question. Go ahead, caller.
81 million.
81 million. Now, did you look that one up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. 81 million. How much do you think an avocado weighs?
I don't think it's 4 ounces.
Yeah, I can't imagine. 81. It says the California Avocado Commission estimates 81 million pounds are eaten just in this one day.
There'll be a shortage after today.
There will be. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, 81 million pounds. How about that? What American war was happening at the same time as the Franco-Mexican War? Does anybody know that? What American war was happening at the same time as the Franco-Mexican War? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer to this popular question? Go ahead, caller.
The Civil War.
The Civil War. You have got it. Thank you. Yes, the Civil War was going on from 1861 until 1865. All right. Let's get into our next question here. What is the original reason the French intervened in Mexico during this time? Does anybody know? What is the original reason the French intervened in Mexico at this time? That's interesting. Okay. So here, this is the reason for this war. What is the original reason the French intervened in Mexico during this time? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's the original reason the French intervened in Mexico at this particular time? Do we know the answer? 740-383-9944. Why did the French go into Mexico during this time, causing this big problem, which led to a drinking holiday here in the United States? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the reason? The original reason the original reason the French intervened in Mexico during this time. 740-383-9944. Well, apparently, this is a stumper to people. 44 minutes past the hour on this Cinco de Mayo. Don't forget, we've got Glenn Coble joining me from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then a Progressive Life Today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. Then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m., all on this Cinco de Mayo. All right, what is the original reason the French intervened in Mexico during this time? Nobody know the answer to this one? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you know the answer. Might have stumped everybody on this particular one. Go ahead, caller.
France claimed Mexico owed them money?
Yeah, basically, the Spanish, the French, and the British governments originally planned to collect debts together, but the other countries withdrew when they saw Napoleon's intentions. So the French were really going to go in and collect their debts, but the other countries, Spain and Britain, kind of backed off on that one. All right, thank you.
Now Mexico owes us for the border wall.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to start a war. We'll have seis de mayo. Thank you. All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to step out again and see if we can get Pat Carroll on her very busy 94th birthday. So stay tuned here. Let's see if we can get this working here again. And we will step out for a minute and see if we can get the amazing Pat Carroll on the line, who today is celebrating her 94th birthday. Be back in, hopefully, a minute and a half.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Guests you won't want to miss, like Clarence B. Jones, advisor, confidant, attorney, and co-author of the I Have a Dream speech to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And I cannot thank you enough for coming on to have this frank discussion, because a lot of people wouldn't have. And you came on short notice. Clarence Jones, a friend of this program, I hope you come back again.
Well, I came on short notice because, Scott, I admire your journalistic integrity. You asked probing questions. You respect my answers, even though you may not agree with all of them. At least you accord me the professional respect which goes along with your craft. And so your listeners are very fortunate to have a broadcaster of your abilities and your broadcast journalism integrity. So I'm always pleased to be in your program.
Tough but fair is what you always hope they say about a journalist. Tough but fair.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio on this Cinco de Mayo 2021. Now, we're trying to make contact here with Pat Carroll, live radio, 94th birthday this morning. We visit with Pat, spoke with her last night. She's kind of tied up right now, but luckily I told her that I'll be on with Glenn Coble from 10 until 12. So we will get her before the morning is up. So you will have to stay with us here, and this gives us a chance to kind of finish up here with our Cinco de Mayo trivia this morning. We've got about 10 minutes left in this hour. All right. What was the U.S. stance on the French intervention in Mexico? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was the United States' stance on the French intervention in Mexico? Does anybody know? What was the United States' stance? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What was the United States' stance on the French intervention in Mexico? All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I wonder if Donald Trump's going to celebrate today.
You know, I don't know. He's down there at Mar-a-Lago. I think that's isn't that a Mexican term? Mar-a-Lago?
No, it sounds like it.
I don't know.
He probably doesn't even know what it means.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't want to know it either, but...
Well, maybe he can have a tequila or a margarita today on Cinco de Mayo and enjoy. I don't think he drinks.
Yeah.
We don't know. Thank you.
Mm.
All right. The question is, what was the U.S. stance on the French intervention in Mexico? 740-383-9944. What was the United States' stance on the French intervention in Mexico? 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, we've got Glenn Coble coming up 10 a.m. till 12 noon today. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5. The Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7. And then we have also got a check-in with Pat Carroll today on her 94th birthday, which we will try to get in. She's busy this morning, but we're going to try to get that in between 10 and 12 today. Legendary Emmy Award-winning actress, best known as the voice of Ursula in Disney's The Little Mermaid. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where the U.S. stood on the French intervention in Mexico? 53 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Well, we're down to two questions here. And apparently this has been a stumper. Apparently we're not going to get the last two answered here. We're down to two. We have had 18 answered over the course of the last 2 hours. So are we going to get the final two answered here? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the U.S. stance on the French intervention in Mexico? Where did we, the United States, stand when it came to that particular war? Does anybody know their American history? This is our stance, the United States' stance on this conflict in Mexico, which led to the formation of today, Cinco de Mayo. 740-383-9944. Oh, everybody fell asleep on this one. 54 minutes past the hour. What was the U.S. stance on the French intervention in Mexico? You know, the next, we only have one other question after this one. And I would think that would be, well, I don't know if the next question is easier or harder than this one, but it's an interesting question. Maybe people are having trouble Googling this. Now, remember, if you have won this morning, you can win again. What will happen tomorrow is we'll take all the names and we'll shuffle them around and we'll draw one out, and that person will win the prize tomorrow morning, although we're not revealing what the prize will be until tomorrow morning. So that's an interesting twist on this Cinco de Mayo. 5 minutes left to go, and we have two questions, but apparently we're hung up on this one. What was the U.S. stance on the French intervention in Mexico? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was the U.S. stance on the French intervention in Mexico? 18 questions answered this morning, and we're down to the final two here. Got a lot of people entered into the competition, and that is a lot of fun for us. 56 minutes past the hour now. What stance did the U.S. take during the French intervention into Mexico on a soggy, soggy, soggy Cinco de Mayo? Could be Reno de Mayo today. And will people be out tonight? I don't know. You know, last year they were not because the restaurants were still closed. But tonight, who knows? It would not surprise me. St. Patrick's Day certainly picked up this last year, so it wouldn't surprise me at all if Cinco de Mayo did as well. 740-383-9944. What is the U.S. stance? What was the U.S. stance on the intervention by Mexico into our France into Mexico? Go ahead, Gala.
We were neutral.
Yes, you have it exactly right. The U.S. decided to remain neutral. We had our own problems at that time, the Civil War. So
yes,
we did not want to...
That's what I was reading. Had to Google, but found it.
Well, you know what? One question left in 3 minutes. We'll see if we can get it here.
Okay,
thank you. All right, our final question in our 20-question Cinco de Mayo quiz this morning. Here it is, with 3 minutes left to go. As we know, Cinco de Mayo all comes down to the Battle of Puebla, and so here is the final question. The battle that inspired Cinco de Mayo lasted how long? 740-383-9944. Final question on this Cinco de Mayo. The Battle of Puebla, which inspired Cinco de Mayo, lasted how long? 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour. 2 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. We've got a whole bunch of entries today. We've got Patricia a few times. Terry's in here. Sarah. Rick. Ryan. Jody. A lot of people entered for the big prize, which will be revealed tomorrow morning on this program. 740-383-9944. Did you just unplug my headset? No? I can't hear a thing now. Boy, that is strange.
Can you now?
Yeah, came back.
I just bumped the box.
Bump the box. Oh my goodness. The equipment is razor sharp around here. I went dead in my head. I thought, what is that? I'll never be able to hear a caller. Here we go. How long did this battle last? Go ahead, caller.
3 days.
Not 3 days. Good guess, though. Not 3 days. 740-383-9944. How long did the battle that inspired Cinco de Mayo last? The Battle of Puebla. 740-75, no, it's not that. That's not the number. You've totally thrown me off now by knocking my headset out. 740-383-994. Glenn Coble is here, who's, by the way, he'll be here for the next 2 hours. We'll discuss this. 740-383-9944. The final question. Are the questions going to beat the audience here? We've got 19 answered this morning, one left to go. The Battle of Puebla lasted how long? It's the battle that inspired Cinco de Mayo. 740-383-9944. We can fit one more call in, about 30 seconds to go here. Or are, well, here it is. This is the final guess, the final chance. Go ahead, caller.
The battle lasted from daybreak to early evening.
Well, that's not what I have. Thank you. Not daybreak to early evening. All right. Well, the question was that got away from us. The Battle of Puebla lasted how long? The battle that inspired Cinco de Mayo happened on the 5th of May. What year was that? 1829, I think, was the first Cinco de Mayo, or at least the date the battle. 1862, May 5th, 1862. I'll tell you what, think about it during the break. When we come back, we'll see if we can get it. How long did the battle last that inspired Cinco de Mayo? Be back in 15 minutes with Glenn Coble.
But today, making a very special appearance with us, is a gentleman who's been on before. He is an icon in the world of news without question. And my introduction is now over, long enough to say, here is